Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and use science to find everyday solutions. Today, we're answering a question from listener Albert Gamble. He says, I need to boil a cup of water. I have a microwave oven and an electric range. Which appliance would use more energy? Molly McGid and Lauren Black from our Possibly team looked into this question, and they're here to give us an answer. Hi, Molly and Lauren.
Hi, Megan.
How's it going?
So, Lauren, what's the most efficient way to boil a cup of water?
To answer that question, we needed a way to measure how much energy each appliance uses when it boils water. So we got some help from this Brown professor.
I'm Chris Bull. I'm a senior lecturer in engineering.
He has some tools that measure energy. One of them is like a giant clothespin that you clip to the wires of an appliance. And the other is like a power strip that you plug into the wall and then plug the appliance into that.
So, Lauren, how do these tools tell you how much energy each appliance used?
They both tell you how much energy is going into the appliance in watts. And then if you multiply that by how long you were using it for, you get the total amount of energy you used. And that comes out in a unit that's called watt hours.
All right. So, Molly, what did you do next?
Well, we decided to go and experiment with these tools. We found a kitchen that had a stove and a microwave where we could go boil some water. And we started with the stove.
So we pulled the stove out a little bit so we could see the wires. And then we put the clothespin tool on to measure the watts going in. Then we filled our pot and got ready to boil the water. Molly turned on the stove.
Hit it with all you've got, Molly.
All right, turning it to high. It took about 5 minutes for the water to boil. And based on what the tool told us, the stove used about 70 watt hours.
Then we went over to the microwave to see how it would compare.
This microwave didn't have a light, so we couldn't see inside to tell whether the water was boiling. So we decided that we'd just have to pause it about every 30 seconds and open it quickly to check.
Pausing it, we might lose a little heat. Compared to what's going into the water, it's small.
Oh, it's boiling. The microwave took 3 minutes and 30 seconds, a minute faster than the stove, but it needed more energy, so in the end, it used 80 watt hours.
So the stove wins?
Well, actually, the stove and the microwave are pretty much tied. 70 and 80 watt hours are pretty close, and remember that we were opening and closing the microwave, so that might have affected our measurements.
So we didn't really have a winner, and since we were already in the kitchen with all our tools, we actually decided to test out one more option, an electric kettle. Okay, that was definitely faster.
It took only 1 minute and 36 seconds. The electric kettle actually needed the most watts, but because it was so fast, it only used 37 watt hours, which is about half as much as the stove and the microwave. It blows them out of the water.
So the electric kettle wins. Lauren, does this mean I should rush out and buy one?
If you're making tea all the time, that might make sense. But one other really important thing to consider is how much water you're boiling each time. People often overfill their kettles, and that makes them much less efficient.
So if you're making one cup of tea and you put 5 cups of water in, it's going to require more energy than the stove or the microwave.
Yeah, it turns out that the most important thing you can do to save energy, more important than choosing the right appliance, is only boiling as much water as you need.
Thanks, Lauren and Molly. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly.